is Rice County Attorney John Fossen. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jeff.
How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Guess what? It's defeat days.
It is.
You probably noticed that while venturing your way to the studio today.
Well, trying to make it here, I did, yes.
It's in the beginning of road closures. The food trucks are downtown. The vendors are getting ready to open up. I think they had the fryers and stuff going yesterday because I could smell the food, but I didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it is upon us.
Yes.
It's not only that, but we're heading into election season. Over the course of the last year or so, there have been some people concerned with election security and election integrity. Let's start off from the standpoint of a county attorney. What is the role that the county attorney plays in the election? And are we doing things to improve, or do we need to improve election security?
We have a director of property tax and elections here in Rice County, and that position fills the role of what used to be the county auditor, which was an elected position. But the director of property tax and elections is responsible for administering our elections in Rice County. And the equipment that we use is certified by the Secretary of State's office, is evaluated by them, and registered and maintained by our director of property tax and elections. So everything that we do in Minnesota is controlled basically by the Secretary of State. They set the policies, and then our director of property tax and elections administers it, and we provide advice and counsel as necessary to the director of property tax and elections. And one of the things that we wind up doing and is that we've had a lot of data practices requests from people who have been concerned or want to know what happened in 2020, and our office reviews those and turns them around as quickly as we can. Sometimes people are asking for things that don't exist, and then they get frustrated because they don't exist. But we can't generate data. We can only provide the data that we have and that our director of property tax and elections has. And the Secretary of State's office did come in and do a full audit on one of the precincts in Rice County last year and found that there were no areas of concern. There were no issues. In Minnesota, we use basically the gold standard for elections, which is that we have paper ballots. People mark their paper ballots. The paper ballots go into an optical reader. The optical reader reads them. And if there's any questions later, we can go back and confirm with the ballots that they match what the machines read. So there's a record of what was voted on. It's not a machine where somebody pushes a button that goes into a computer and there's no direct record of that. That paper ballot provides the record of how people voted and what they voted on.
John Fossum, Rice County Attorney, is our guest today. You mentioned the Director of Property Tax and Elections. I never knew we had one of those. Is that a full-time position? Is that
That's a full-time position. And the as I said, that position replaces the county auditor. At one point, we had an auditor treasurer who was an elected official. And when he retired, the board decided to split those two appointed positions, the director of property, the auditor into the director of property tax and elections, and the treasurer into our finance director, and create two appointed positions where there had been one elected position. Mm-hmm. And that was several years ago now.
Was that Fran Winchell?
When he
retired?
Right.
Okay. And you mentioned we use the gold standards as far as the election devices, the ballots themselves. There has been some high-profile lawsuits involving a company, Dominion, about filing. They've filed defamation lawsuits against a number of people. Do we use Dominion? Is there a lot of choices in voting machines, a lot of companies out there? I don't know if you know the answer to that, but what
I know that we don't use Dominion, and I can't tell you the brand that we do use. Our director of property and tax and elections could tell you that. But
we might have to have that person on.
But it's we don't use the Dominion brand. We use another brand, which, again, has been certified by the Secretary of State's office. They've all been tested and run through. And so that is that's the process that we've been using over for years.
Have you ever had to prosecute an election fraud case or any type of lawsuit or anything, preside over that?
We've had a few cases of unlawful voting, and normally it's someone who is a felon who was still on probation and registered to vote or voted when it's improper for them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, there is a situation where we have the Minnesota Supreme Court heard an argument about whether or not the felon's voting statute is constitutional, and they had that argument at the end of November of last year. We were just about to have a trial on a felon voting case, so we put that case on hold. The Supreme Court hasn't yet issued its ruling on that case, and so we're waiting for that. So we have at least two cases on hold for that to see. It doesn't make sense to go through a trial and a conviction if we simply have to vacate it later. So we're waiting for the Supreme Court to make their decision. And as I said, we've been waiting since the end of November.
It's a long wait.
It is.
All right.
I check every Wednesday to see if it's out yet, and it hasn't come out yet.
John Fossum again with us. Let's move on. You mentioned those cases going on, so they're just kind of hanging there in limbo. We've talked the last few years about the backlog caused by the pandemic and the inability to have live trials and such. But you mentioned, we talked about this a couple of times in 2022, that backlog, you're getting caught up with it, are we? And I'm sure there's always going to be some type of backlog. What's the normal amount pre-pandemic, and are you kind of getting close to that now, to a manageable level?
Well, the court has set a goal that we would clear 125% of the cases filed every month, which is a little unreasonable because we can't simply process the cases that quickly. Normally, it takes more than a month for us to come back and hear the case. So that most cases can't be resolved in a month or two or three. Things just need time, particularly complex cases. And I think when we talked a couple of months ago, the backlog was down to 132, which is what the court said where the court wanted us to be in November. Last week, it was over 180. Which says to me that they're adding cases to the backlog. And when I look at the list of cases that they have put on the backlog, sometimes it says that they've been in the backlog for one day, which means those are the cases we tried on Friday. And when they're issuing their report on Monday, they've been in the system for one day. So the backlog that the court is using isn't really the backlog. It isn't the number of cases that accrued during the pandemic period when we couldn't move cases forward. It is the number of cases in the system. So it really has become the caseload. And as such, we can't really clear up the caseload. There always has been a backlog of cases in Rice County. There always will be a backlog of cases in Rice County, and there will always be an opportunity for the courts to be more productive. But in a real sense, all these cases take time. They take some effort, and we just have to accept the fact that we can't resolve them all in 6 weeks or necessarily even 6 months. Sometimes that we need to give time, and we need to fit them into our system, or find a way to expand the capacity of the system, which is what they've been doing with a retired judge, bringing in Judge Kajakup to help hear the backlog cases and hear cases that have been going on for, just to help move things through the system a little more fairly, four judges to hear the cases rather than three.
Once again, John Fossum is our guest today, Rice County attorney. Let's talk about that backlog and the numbers that you have mentioned. Do they have consequence in that? Does your office get frowned upon by some higher office if you have a certain number of logs, or does it really? I guess it matters. I'm sure from a standpoint of those who are involved within the system, on either side of the system, but are there penalties, I guess, involved?
There are not, and so what there is the court says, well, we need to do something about this backlog, and you know, we look at it, and if the backlog has grown because we've had a bunch of new cases in the last month, we're not going to get rid of those cases. We're not going to dismiss those cases because the court finds them inconvenient or has reached a number that they think is appropriate. So we will, you know, from a real standpoint, I think at this point, the backlog is the caseload, and there is a caseload, and there will always be a caseload. And if the court finds a way to increase its capacity to deal with more cases and fit more things in, I mean, at this point, we're scheduling trials for January. And so, you know, if someone demands a speedy trial, they have to try and cram that in within the 60 days from their demand. So that's going to bump another case that's set for trial coming up later. And that's what happens. It's just kind of this, I don't know how best to describe it. It's not really whack-a-mole. It is just sort of there is a lot of stuff to do, and there is a limited capacity of the court to find the time to do it. And with three district court judges and a fourth part time. And one of the questions the court has is what's going to happen when the funding for our retired judge, for Judge Jacob, ends in June. And I think that's a fair question. I think it's going to be up to the court system to figure out how to either increase its capacity or figure out how to deal with the real caseload in terms of the facts that, you know, I mean, in 40 years ago in Rice County, we had three judges and a population of under 40,000. And now we have a population of 67,000, and we have three district court judges. And so if there's a capacity issue here, then perhaps the court system needs to find a way to address it rather than just saying, you need to do something about this backlog, because saying we need to get rid of the cases that we've just filed isn't a very productive solution for anyone.
Mm-hmm. John Fossum, once again, with us. John, we're just about out of time. Anything else you would like to pass along?
I think that's what I have for you today, Jeff.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, John, thanks so much for coming in. Enjoy defeat days. Hopefully you'll have a chance to get downtown in between that workload and stuff.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we'll see you downtown later this weekend.
All right. John Fossum, once again, Rice County attorney. 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN Northfield. Rich, in 2 minutes, here's MNN.